Shalom, today's daf yomi is Nida daf nun beis, Nida 52, and today's daf yomi at the top of nun beis amud aleph, at the top of 52a, our mission teaches us that a tinokus, that a girl, shevia shtei saros, when she achieves two genitalia hair, then ocho etzes omis yabemis, then she's considered an adult with respect to Jewish law, and so therefore she's able to engage in levirate marriage or chalitza, which is the breaking of the bond of levirate marriage, and also chayeves b'chol mitzvot hamuris b'torah, then she's going to be obligated in every mitzvah that is commanded by the Torah, and so to a tinok, so to a young male, shehevi shtei saros, once he brings forth two hairs, chayev b'chol mitzvot hamuris b'torah, he's going to be under the rubric of all the commandments of the Torah. Prior to that, he's a minor, and from that point forward, he's going to be an adult. So, in this context, the Gemara then records a statement that Rav Chalbo says in the name of Rav Huna, on the bottom of the page. So, Amar Rav Chalbo, Amar Rav Huna, shtei saros sha'amar, when our Mishnah spoke about the two hairs, which is the legal point at which the minors become adults, tzarach she'ebi karan gumos, there needs to be follicles where they're growing, that the two hairs, in order to determine that they're actually accurate hairs, they need to have follicles at their source. And without the follicles, they're not going to be considered to be hairs. V'rav Malkio Amar B'Shem Rav Adabar Ahava, he says, Gumos Afal Pishein Saros. So Rav Malkio says, in the name of Rav Adabar Ahava, that that even if there are just follicles without hairs, then they're going to be considered to be an adult, because a follicle is an indication that there was a hair there and the hair fell out. And so therefore, as long as there are follicles there, then we assume that this person is an adult. In this context, the Gemara then records a statement that Rav Ashi said, Amar Rav Ashi, Amar li Mar Zutra. So Rav Ashi said, in the name of Mar Zutra, that in this matter, Rav Chanina Masura said the following. He said, He taught the following matter. He said, this idea that as long as there are follicles, we assume that there were hairs that they fell out. Lo ishtame tana vashmuinan gumos. Is it possible that no tana would ever specifically come forward and say this statement that we had said in the name of Ramalkiel? But how could no tana have ever said it directly? How could no tana have ever taught us that follicles are a sign of adulthood? So from the fact that they didn't state it, it must be that maybe it's not accurate. So the Gemara says, no, the reason why a tana didn't state it is for a specific reason. Iash meaning gumos, if the tana had told us this law, that as long as there are follicles, it's considered to be considered like hairs, if they had said that, then I might have thought, havamin, I might have thought, achi shtei saros b'shtei gumos. Then I might have thought at that point, there needs to be two hairs in two follicles, and kamashmon dafil shtei saros beguma achas, and therefore by not teaching it to us, the Mishnah is, if the Mishnah had told us this, and I would have thought that even shtei saros beguma achas, that even if it was two hairs in one follicle, that is sufficient, and so our Mishnah, our statement, therefore, is teaching us that even if there are two hairs in one follicle, that is also can be considered like this person is an adult. So the Gemara asks the question, is it possible that you could have two hairs coming out of one follicle? Vaksiv, that it states in with respect to the book of Job, it says in the book of Eob, chapter 9, it says, Asher b'sara yishufeni v'hirba pitza'ai chinam, that Job said, Asher b'sara yishufeni, that God shattered me with a whirlwind, which is a sa'ara, v'hirba pitzai chinam, and after he shattered me with a whirlwind, hirba pitzai, he multiplied my wounds l'chinam, for no reason. And v'amar Rava, and Rava interpreted this to mean, Iov b'sara chayreif, and b'sara hishivu, that Eov basically had angered God using the word bisa'ara, which is a whirlwind, and God responded to him bisa'ara cherev. God responded to him bisa'ara yeshivu, that God responded to him with a whirlwind. What does it mean? How did Eov anger God with a sa'ara? Bisa'ara cherev. How did he anger God with a sa'ara? So Amar Lefanav, Eov said to God, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Shema ruach sa'ara avra lefanecha. Maybe a whirlwind had passed before you, and maybe you got confused. Maybe you confused my name, which is Eov, Job, with Oyev, with an enemy, and that's why I'm being punished. Maybe it's a mistake. Maybe I'm just being punished by mistake. So Bisara Heshivu, God answered him with a Sa'ara, which sounds the same as a whirlwind, but here we're going to see it's a reference to hair, which is spelled differently in the way we spell it. As it states, Vayan Hashem et Iov minasara vayomer elav, that God answered Job from the whirlwind, and he said to him, Shote Sheba'olam, fool of the world, fool of the world, Harbe nimin barazti barosho shel adam, I created many hairs in a person's head. Ulkol nima v'nima barasi loguma, and for every single hair, it has its own follicle. Sheloyu shtayim yonkos miguma echad, so that two hairs cannot be nourished from one follicle. Shel moi shtayim yonkos miguma achas, that if there were two hairs that were to draw nourishment from one follicle, machish mor enav shel adam, a person's eyesight would grow weak. So, and God concludes, I'm not going to mistake one hair follicle for another hair follicle. So I'm going to actually, you think I can make a mistake between the name Job and the name enemy? And so it's obviously the case that you're completely wrong. And so therefore, this raises a question. We see that two hairs cannot grow from one follicle. But the basic point is, we can't say, oh, something happened by mistake, that God made a mistake in punishing this person, so to speak. This Gemara says that's absolutely not possible. And because Job raised this idea, that's why he was punished. God doesn't make mistakes.